And welcome back to In Focus on News Radio KMAN. Getting down the home stretch here at 9:49, so just about a little less than 10 minutes left. And here with Riley County Commissioner Ben Wilson, Riley County Counselor Clancy Holman. So not a lot of time left. If you still have some questions or comments, you want to get to these guys, 785-537-1350. Not a whole lot of time left, but just enough for a few. And let's talk a little bit about the Mental Health Crisis Center that has been a constant topic in city, county meetings. Obviously a problem that I think a lot of people don't realize that when it comes to local government's issue with the state and state funding, this seems to be a real exhibit A sort of moment here with mental health and how that's really kind of fallen down to local governments to take care of it. It was an issue that the state actually did take care of to an extent before, but now it's really kind of up to you guys.
Right. So it's, whenever we have people with a mental health crisis, there tend to be three places they end up, either in the hospital, like Via Christi Hospital, or in the jails, or the third option would be to treat them in some sort of crisis mental health center. And in previous years, the Osawatomie State Hospital has functioned in that role, but they've received a lot of cuts from the state and federal government, had to reduce the number of people they serve, their bed space. So we've been talking about whether we can provide some sort of facility locally that would pick up the slack there.
And the other side of this coin is, as far as cost, that's where, again, that falls on you guys, not only the care, but the cost.
Right. It's housing them in a jail or at the hospital is actually more expensive than housing them at a crisis facility. And if we can treat them at a crisis facility and divert them from jail and the local hospitals, then that actually saves money in the long term. Of course, depending on the fixed costs of creating the building and the recurring cost of staff and such.
And we do have a caller. Caller, you are on In Focus.
Yeah, good morning, everyone.
Morning.
I'm sorry to be switching gears on you, but I just had a quick question. Last Thursday, Commissioner Wilson, you said that you wanted to discuss the money that the county is asking the state for women's contraception and family planning measures again at a later time with the director of the Riley County Health Department, Jennifer Green. Mm-hmm. What is it exactly that you want to discuss, and what are your intentions with this future discussion? That's all. Thank you so much.
Thank you. My concerns with taxpayer-funded contraception are two or threefold. One is there are a number of people in our community and around the nation, I'm sure, that have a religious objection to contraceptives. Pew Research Center has calculated it's about 4% of adults nationally, including 3% of women, have a moral objection to contraceptives. And I think it's immoral for government to force them to pay for something that they believe is wrong. The second concern is the risk of inducing abortion that contraceptive methods have, that certain ones have, including IUDs and the Nexplanon implants. While it's not their primary method of working, they both can prevent fertilized eggs from implanting in the uterus, which for those of us who believe that life begins at conception would be by definition aborting a human life. If there's a fertilized egg that's already a living human prevented from implanting, then that's a chemical abortion. And I don't believe that the government should be paying for that either, if the drugs have a risk of inducing that.
All right. Caller, are you still there? Nope. I think he hung up. What were those percentages again?
Let's see here. I've got a more detailed summary here. The percentages were 4% nationally of adults have a religious objection, and that was 3% of women, 6% of men, 9% of regular churchgoers, 8% of Catholics, 13% of Catholics who attend Mass regularly, 10% of Hispanics, and 6% of Black Protestants. Those were some interesting ones that that I wasn't expecting that the survey highlighted.
And we do have another caller. Caller just got about 6 minutes here, so go right ahead.
Yeah, this is the same caller. The call ended on the other end. Sorry about that briefly. But I do have a follow-up question. I appreciate that response much. What do you think about Commissioner Wells's response to those kind of criticisms that the county commission's job isn't to necessarily be the moral police, but to save us constituents money in the county with green siding stats that very conclusively showed for every $1 spent toward family planning measures, $7 is seen saved in the county, like it's an investment. What are your thoughts on that? Are these moral objections worth seven times more money in the long run? That's all.
Well, first off, those statistics of money saved include cancer screenings and other services that are usually provided for by reproductive health centers. And so it's not a specific comparison of birth control specifically. And a lot of the issues are on preterm labor and, premature births that I think can be addressed elsewhere. And additionally, that study was done by the Guttmacher Institute, which is funded by Planned Parenthood, which a lot of people would conclude is biased on the issue. My response to that is I think the neutral position is for government to stay out of it. It's one side forcing their morality on the other for liberals to ask people with moral objections to pay for it. And if they're wanting, for people who are wanting free birth control and such from the government, it's forcing their views on the public at large to force everyone to pay for something that they benefit from.
Wait. So by forcing a moral objection onto people, So people who want these measures are forcing their moral objections onto people. One of the elected officials who say, no, you cannot have this service we've provided for years because I'm, morally against it and don't quite understand it. Isn't that more of a moral objection being pushed onto people?
The neutral position is for government to stay out of it.
It's in your opinion, and I appreciate that. I think that, but it seems like you have a moral objection.
I really would have to think through personally more whether I have a specific religious objection or if it's more the abortifacient the abortion-inducing aspect that resonates with me. But it's very one-sided and extremely leftist liberal for for the government to provide free contraceptive services. If people disagree with it, they shouldn't have to pay for it. And for a few people in the community to force everyone else to pay for their contraceptives, I believe, is not the government's job.
All right.
And you got to know that's not how that birth control doesn't cause abortion. It's not how it works.
All right. Sorry, caller. We ran out of time. But we'll have more. We'll always have you guys back, and of course we'll be at county commission meetings. And we'll go to Andrew after this. Always hate when we have so many calls right there at the end, don't have enough time. But thanks for everybody for listening. Commissioner Wilson, Councilor Holman, thanks a lot for coming in. You've all been listening to In Focus on News Radio KMAN.
KMAN is keeping it local. Dollars spent locally today help build a better community for tomorrow.
There's a lot of winter yet to come, and Kansas Collection has gifts to help make it more fun. Choose a new KSU stocking cap for all ages. Check out our book selection, settle in, and read a book about Kansas. Winter is a great time to visit Kansas Collection in Manhattan Town Center Mall.
Start the new year with a piano, and while it's chilly and snowy outside, you can enjoy music inside, where it's nice and cozy. Visit Mid-America Piano today, and we'll help you find a piano that you can enjoy your favorite tunes on for years and years to come. See you soon!
Car Clinic, with their ASE-certified auto technicians, can handle any job, including transmission repair, steering, suspension, brakes, and much more. Schedule your vehicle maintenance by calling 539-1040. Car Clinic. They